With KAZU News, I'm Erica Mahoney. Farmers in California are facing a labor shortage. Workers are getting older, and younger people are not always stepping into the work. And in the current political climate, migration of farm workers from Mexico and Central America is slowing down. The answer for the farms may be in automation. For KAZU News, Marnette Federis reports.
Before iceberg lettuce ends up in a McDonald's burger or a salad at Olive Garden, there's a good chance it was shredded and prepped at Taylor Farms. Inside their massive processing plant in Salinas, millions of pounds of lettuce are being processed. It's extremely loud and cold. Workers wear ear protection. They're bundled up. And the greens move on conveyor belts, getting chopped, washed, and then packaged. That's when the robots come in.
This is a robotic packing system called a Quick Pick. But then what this does is uses suction to pick up each bag and carefully place it in the box.
Marcus Schabel is VP of Operations at Taylor Farms. In another room, more robots are stacking boxes. Not long ago, people did this work. Today, employees are monitoring the robots instead. You hear about robots replacing workers in all sorts of different places. This is what it looks like in agriculture. Robots are responding to a shortage. They do what fewer people are willing to do. Tough, manual work in a rural area. Mostly immigrants work here, and they're not coming in the numbers they used to.
Labor's gotten tighter.
Schabel knows this very well.
We have many people who have worked here for 10, 15, 20 years, and they are getting a little bit older, and a lot of their children aren't necessarily following behind their parents' footsteps.
Ana Gutierrez has been with Taylor Farms for 23 years.
Mi nombre es Ana Gutierrez y vivo aquí en Salinas, California.
Her job has changed dramatically since she started working in agriculture when she was just 16.
Trabajaba en los desayes, en el coliflor.
She worked the fields cutting cauliflower after arriving from Mexico.
Cortando coliflor, empacando.
Later, she became a packer.
Y ya de ahí trabajé 3 años.
All the work was manual.
Pues a mí me llamó la atención, se me hacía algo bien. Pues para
she says when she first saw machines in the plants, she thought, good, work will get easier. She volunteered to learn. She saw that her job security could hinge on her ability to change with technology. Taylor Farms wants to keep longtime workers like Gutierrez, so they're training them in new technology.
We don't want them to feel in any way threatened. We want to bring them along for the ride.
That's Schabel again with Taylor Farms. He says the goal is for employees to gain new skills and to become operators, technicians for the new machines. But some worry that not everyone will survive these changes. Crescencio Diaz is with the Teamsters Union at Taylor Farms.
Well, the way I think of this is, yes, it's going to be a job for 2 or 3 mechanics, 5 or 6 technicians. But that's about it. I mean, they will eliminate hundreds, you know, thousands of jobs.
Diaz sees companies turning to automation as a way to keep labor costs down, a reality that leave workers out of a job.
What are you going to do with them? What are you going to put them to work?
If the answer to this is training or education, it has to begin now.
Automation is happening at about 4 times as fast as we can keep up with in education.
Clint Cowden is a dean at Hartnell Community College in Salinas. They offer courses where farm workers learn electric theory and basic hydraulics.
So that when the plant changes, we don't have to do a complete retooling of the employee with a complete retraining, but only small amounts to keep them moving forward.
Training for a new, more skilled and experienced worker who's able to move up. Ana Gutierrez wants to be one of those workers. Now, at 50 years old, she's a machine operator. Still, the pay isn't a big jump considering she's been at Taylor Farms for more than 2 decades. She started at the company with $11 an hour. Now she's making $22 an hour.
Sigue habiendo más cambios, mejores, pues seguir adelante.
But she says she wants to keep learning and not get stuck or replaced. For KAZU News, Marnette Federis in Salinas.